Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, February 12th, 2019. Today is International Darwin Day. Its goal, to inspire people throughout the globe to reflect and act on the principles of intellectual bravery, perpetual curiosity, scientific thinking, and hunger for truth as embodied in Charles Darwin. There was a deadly dispute between a 19-year-old and an unknown man in Prenzlauer Berg on Saturday, and the 19-year-old died from his injuries. The perpetrator is now being searched for with high pressure. Around 5 p.m., the victim is said to have walked with a friend across a supermarket parking lot at the corner of Stahlheimerstraße and Victorstraße. According to current police knowledge, the young men were on their way to a nearby restaurant. There, according to a police spokeswoman, quote, a dispute with a third party had arisen. In the course of this, at least one stab wound was inflicted on the 19-year-old. Subsequently, the still unknown perpetrator fled. Witnesses alerted the police and the fire department, and rescue workers immediately took the injured man to a hospital where he had emergency surgery. He passed away Sunday night. Police have not yet commented to the media on the possible background to the crime. However, on Sunday, the Berliner Zeitung was told by the person associated with the victim that before the attack, there had been a verbal quarrel over the FC Union football club fan gear the victim was wearing. Although the 19-year-old and his friend had ignored the knifeman's hostilities, he had not stopped insulting his counterpart and finally attacked him. In particular, the man was not known by name, although he was known, quote, by sight, and there was also talk of the attacker acting, quote, as if on cocaine. While as of yesterday, the police hadn't confirmed this reported information via the Berliner Zeitung, they have, however, stated that the attacker was accompanied by a woman and they had a gray, knee-high dog with them. After the crime, the wanted man, his companion, and the dog moved away via Stahlheimerstraße in the direction of Victorstraße. Per the police, the wanted man is said to be 20 to 25 years old, about 170 centimeters tall and muscular, has dark hair and a goatee. He is also said to have, quote, spoke German without an accent. Anyone with information regarding the wanted man or this crime should contact the police via the numbers and email in our show notes. Four AFD members were apparently attacked, beaten, and partly injured by strangers in Mitte on Sunday evening. Per a police spokeswoman on Monday, on request of the Berliner Zeitung, the incident is said to have occurred at 9:50 p.m. on Karl Marx Allee. 5 to 7 individuals attacked the AFD members, according to their statements, near the Berlinale Cinema Internationale. According to the victims, they were punched and hit with a cloth bag filled with small, hard parts. The unknowns shouted the words, quote, fucking Nazis. According to police, a 27-year-old and a 31-year-old, of whom the younger suffered a head wound, refused treatment in the hospital and were treated locally. The AFD members had been on their way to the Kino International after Berlinale director Dieter Koslick had invited supporters of the party to visit the documentary film The Secret Archive in the Warsaw Ghetto, free of charge. According to local police, the 27-year-old accused Antifa members of being responsible for the attack. The police state security took over the investigation. Starting in March of this year, Police Academy students will receive more German lessons, 3 instead of 2 semesters, ethics will be reintroduced, and students will have fewer internships and more theory. Academy Director Tanja Knapp told the Berliner Morgenpost that, quote, it was important to me that we don't wait any longer, but start with changes now. Originally, the changes were not supposed to take effect until September. All students who begin their training at the Police Academy in March must also take a German placement test to identify where there is a need for assistance at an early stage. Analyses have shown that internships that police students must complete are too long, and that the preparation time for exams is often too short. Knopp remarked that internships will be shortened in such a way that there will be enough preparation time before the exams. Knopp explained that in general, internships are important. They would have to be critically questioned, however, if they put the success of training at risk. It was also important to her personally that the subject of ethics was reintroduced into the curriculum. For 2 years, there have been discussions about the police academy. In addition to reports of misconduct on the part of individual pupils, the teaching itself was also repeatedly discussed. Many things had been changed at the police academy, and it is precisely these changes that are now being reversed by Tanya Knopp, who has been in office since last year. Teachers report this is primarily due to the performance of pupils. Again and again, some blatant difficulties are noted in the composition of essays and in class discussions. According to reports, some trainees also had some catching up to do in terms of sporting performance and general willingness to perform. In order to get such an assessment, SPD interior expert Tom Schreiber recently visited the academy, remarking that, quote, "The changes that have been initiated are a fragile plant that is growing right now. The academy now needs time and no sudden actions." The SPD politician was one of the strongest critics of the structural reform at the police school. Years ago, Schreiber warned of the consequences of a too strong restructuring of the apprenticeship and was correct, adding that, quote, "We need a training offensive now, and the police academy is on the right track." At the same time, Schreiber pointed out that the requirements are high. It's not without reason that there are many failure cases, and remarked, quote, "At the academy, the wheat is separated from the chaff. And that is a good thing, too." The number of crimes committed in buses, U-Bahn, trains, and trams fell last year. Thefts in particular declined, which in turn strengthens the supporters of more video surveillance. However, it is now also known that the cameras can transmit sound recordings. In an as-yet unpublished response by the Senate administration to a request by the FDP, which has been submitted to the Berliner Zeitung, the BVLG announced, quote, "Cameras of the newer generation are capable of transmitting audio data." The number of video cameras in BVLG vehicles and stations has been increasing for years. According to the company, a total of 10,853 lenses were aimed at passengers in 2018, almost 1,000 more than in the previous year. Only a few people know that the cameras installed in recent years can also transmit sound. The BVLG has noted that this function has been deactivated by the administrators and is therefore not available. Cameras from different manufacturers are mounted in trains and buses. According to the BVLG, the units are supplied with microphones at the factory. Company spokeswoman Petra Nelkin remarked that, quote, "Our data protection officer has defined exactly who has access to it and who does not. All the security staff have is the pictures and no sound." It is reported that the IT employees work in another department at another location. FDP politician Motzel Lutte has let his fears be known and commented that, quote, "With its new cameras, the BVLG is laying the technical foundation for the complete surveillance of citizens without any reason. Sooner or later, every existing technology will be used, and then the spoken word will also be monitored by a state enterprise. That would then be the greatest possible eavesdropping attack. The Stasi could only dream of that." It was not known to the Berlin Data Protection Commissioner that the cameras could also transmit sound. per a spokeswoman, quote, as far as it is technically and organizationally ensured that the microphones are not activated, we see this as non-critical. Ulrich Battes, professor of administrative law, argues similarly. If it is credible that monitoring and IT administration are spatially and organizationally separate, this is legally in order, stating that, quote, I would see an economic question above all else. It's strange to buy a device that has a function that is not used but costs money. Both Battes and the BVLGI cannot, however, rule out the possibility that the audio function of the cameras could be abused with criminal energy. In other words, hacked, like any technology. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.